兄姐妹，大家早上好。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
我们今天早上会继续的来查考马可福音。
This morning we will be continuing a study that we started some time back in the book of Mark.
我们今天早上来到马可福音第三章第一到第六节。
And this morning we are coming back to, or we'll be looking at.The book of Mark, chapter 3, verse 1 to 6.
这段经文这里记载的是耶稣基督面对法利赛人的挑战的一个高潮。
Over here in this passage, we see the challenge that Jesus has been given by the Pharisees.
他们这些法利赛人敌对耶稣基督，在这一段经文里来到了一个最高的境界，一个高潮，直到他们现在是想要杀死他。
And in their opposition of Jesus, the Pharisees have come to a fever pitch, to a climax where they are preparing to destroy him.
首先我们要看回去第二章那里的一些经文。
But before we go there, let's do a quick revision of what we've seen in chapter 2.
我们记得在第二章第一到第十二节，我们讲过耶稣赦免罪的大能。
And in chapter 2, verse 1 to 12, we saw Jesus' power to forgive sins.
在这一段经文里面，耶稣基督他宣告自己能够赦免罪。
And in this passage, we see that Jesus had proclaimed that he was able to forgive sin.
可是同时间法利赛人在心里面的思想就是这一个人这个耶稣基督说健忘的话。
Yet at the same time in their hearts, these Pharisees believed that Jesus was saying false things.
可是耶稣基督却在他的知觉里面知道他们的心里面想什么。
Yet Jesus in his perception knew what was in their hearts.
所以耶稣基督就给了一个凭据让他们知道他是有权柄赦免罪的，他就医治了那一个瘫子。
And so Jesus gave them proof, and he healed the sick person.
在马可福音第二章第六节，我们看见起初他们对耶稣基督的这一个敌对是在心里面的。
In verse chapter 2 verse 6, we first see that.This opposition that the Pharisees had with Jesus was in their hearts.
因为在第六节说，有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说，这个人为什么这样呢？他说健忘的话了。
We see that it's in verse 6, they say, why does this man speak like that? He is blaspheming.
然后我们就来到了第二章十三到二十八节。
And then we come to chapter 2, verse 13 to 28.
在第二章十三到二十八节，我们看见了耶稣基督的恩典是与法利赛人的律法主义相对的。
And we see the contrast between the grace of Jesus Christ and the legalism of the Pharisees.
因为耶稣基督与罪人一同吃喝。
Jesus had eaten and drunk with sinners.
耶稣基督与他的门徒没有进食。
And Jesus and his disciples did not fast.
所以法利赛人就来到挑战耶稣基督的门徒，讲说为什么你们没有自我刻苦呢？
And so the Pharisees went and berated the Jesus' disciples, asking them why they didn't do so.
然后就来到了第三点，在第二章二十三到二十八节提到了耶稣基督与安息日。
And then in the final verses 23 and 28, we saw Jesus and the Sabbath.
在第二章十三到二十八节，法利赛人所带来的这个挑战，其实不是直接针对耶稣基督，而是针对他的门徒。
And this accusation that the Pharisees brought against Jesus wasn't so much directly towards him, but towards his disciples.
因为我们在看第二十三节的时候，我们会看见二十四节那里，对不起，第二章二十四节，法利赛人对耶稣说：“看呐、啊，他们在安息日为什么做不可做的事呢？”他们是指着门徒在安息日的时候在麦地里掐麦。
And we see this in verse 24 of chapter 2, where the Pharisees were saying to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" Obviously, they were referring to the disciples plucking heads of grain in the grain fields.
所以我们看见从第二章的开始，他们起初对耶稣基督的这个反对是在心里面的。
And so we see that at the start of the chapter, this opposition that they had with Jesus started in their hearts.
然后就渐渐地针对着耶稣基督的门徒。
And then it progressed and it became a vocal opposition towards his disciples.
然后来到第三章第一到第六节，这里的针对是直接针对着耶稣基督。
And then we come today to today's passage where the opposition becomes a direct challenge towards Jesus Christ.
让我们一同来读第二章二十八节到第三章第六节。
So let us read from chapter 2 verse 28 to chapter 3 verse 6.
马可福音二章二十八节，所以人子也是安息日的主。第三章，耶稣又进了会堂，在那里有一个枯干手的人，众人窥探耶稣在安息日医治不医治，意思是要控告耶稣。耶稣对那枯干之手的人说，起来站在当中。又问众人说，在安息日行善行恶，救命害命，那样是可以的呢？他们都不作声。耶稣怒目周围看他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人说，伸出手来。他把手一伸，手就复了原。法利赛人出去，同西律一党的人商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。
Chapter 2 verse 28. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Again he entered the synagogue, and a man was there with a withered hand. And they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man with the withered hand, Come here. And he said to them, Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save a life or to kill? But they were silent. And he looked around at them with anger, grieved at their hardness of heart, and said to the man, Stretch out your hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him.
So we remember in 二章二十三、二十四节那里，起初法利赛人是针对着耶稣基督的门徒在安息日的时候做不可做的事情。
And so again, we see in verse 23 and 24 of chapter 2 that the Pharisees had accused the disciples of doing something that they weren't supposed to do on the Sabbath.
可是现在来到第三章第二节这里，他们是在窥探耶稣在安息日医治不医治，他们现在是针对着耶稣。
And then we come to today's passage in verse 2 where they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him.
首先我们看见了第一节这里说耶稣又进了会堂，在第二章的总结是讲安息日，可是现在第三章第一节又进了会堂，这个很明显的是在另外一个安息日。
First of all, we see in the first verse of this chapter that it begins with the word again. Again, he entered the synagogue. We had left off in chapter 2 where it says, where it was on the Sabbath itself. So it's clear that this episode happens on another Sabbath.
因为在不同的安息日，耶稣首先带领着他的门徒做了法利赛人所讲不能做的。在另外一个安息日，耶稣基督来到了会堂，在这里他们要试探他，看他是否会医治不医治。
So we have two separate episodes on two separate Sabbaths. One, Jesus was walking with his disciples through the grain fields. And two, which is where we are today, Jesus and the disciples were in the synagogue and the Pharisees were watching to see if he would heal.
为什么作者将这两个不同的安息日所发生的事件连接在一起呢？
Why then does Mark put these two separate episodes on two separate Sabbaths together?
我本身相信作者的原意就是要让众人看见耶稣基督如何的身为安息日的主，在安息日守安息日。
I believe that the reason this has been done is to show the reader that Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath.
因为在二章二十八节耶稣基督说人子也是安息日的主。
Because in verse 28, it says, so the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.
所以就跳到了另外一个安息日，耶稣基督就要显现给他们看，我身为安息日的主，要让你们看见怎样才是真正的守安息日。
And immediately following that, we see Jesus going into a temple, and his point is to show them that, show them how to, in a godly manner, keep the Sabbath, to show them that he is, in fact, the Lord of the Sabbath.
所以首先第一点，我们就看见安息日的主怜悯。
So our first point today is the Lord of the Sabbath is compassionate.
我们记得在之前有好几段经文告诉我们，有不同的人来到找耶稣基督医治他。
We know that earlier on, many people had come to Jesus for healing.
如果你看第一章第三十二节，那里说天晚热弱的时候，有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前。
We see in chapter 1 verse 32, it says, that evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons.
还有第二章第三节，有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的。
And then in chapter 2 verse 3, it says, and they came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men.
所以之前的这些事件是那一些有病的、被鬼附的人带着他们来见耶稣，求耶稣医治。
And so we see that before this, there were people who were stricken with illness and oppressed by demons who were brought to Jesus for healing.
可是在第三章这里有一个不同之处，就是那一个枯干手的人没有来找耶稣基督。
The difference in today's passage is that this person with the withered hand was not coming to look for Jesus.
他只是在安息日的时候来到会堂，是耶稣基督主动的将这个注意力集中在这个人的身上。
And it was, he was just, this person with the withered hand just happened to be at the synagogue with the withered hand. However, it was Jesus, who had called him.
因为第三节是耶稣对那枯干一只手的人说，起来站在当中，也就是说你来到中间这里，站在这里。
Because we see in verse 3 that he said to the man with the withered hand, come here, which means he had beckoned him over into the middle of the crowd.
这个人可能只是来到会堂，为的是在安息日的时候与众人一样，来到会堂听神的话，来到会堂敬拜神。
And this person, this ill man, could have just been there to listen to God's word and to worship the Lord.
可是耶稣基督为了要证明他如何身为安息日的主，就叫这个人来到当中。
But to show that Jesus was indeed the Lord of the Sabbath, he called this man forward.
在第二节这里告诉我们众人，这个众人当然是指法利赛人，因为第六节提到这些法利赛人，所以这些法利赛人在窥探耶稣。在英文里面只是讲说他们在看他，不过中文说窥探其实就是说他们在暗地里的在那里怎么说监视他。
In verse 2 it says, and they watched Jesus, and this day refers to the Pharisees, as we can see in verse 6 where it says the Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel. In the English it says that they watched Jesus, however there is a nuance in the Chinese which suggests that they had an intent watching of him for a particular purpose.
他们在窥探，是在监视他， spying him.
And it was a spying on him.
为的是什么呢？因为他们意思是要控告耶稣。
So that they might accuse him.
可是耶稣基督当然知道他们心里面在想什么。
But of course Jesus knew what was in their hearts.
我当你读这段经文的时候，你会不会非常的意外，这些法利赛人从来没有怀疑过耶稣基督有没有能力去医治这个人。
But as you're reading this passage, is it not curious to you whether or not the Pharisees had ever considered if Jesus had the ability to understand what was in their hearts?
他们没有怀疑耶稣基督有能力医治这个人。
In fact, they never suspected whether or not Jesus had the power to heal this man.
他们知道耶稣基督能够医治这个人，可是他们却没有因着这一个缘故而赞美神，他们却是要窥探耶稣，为的是要控告他。
They never doubted he could to heal this person. They were there simply to watch him and then accuse him.
可是我们知道耶稣基督他是神，所以他知道人的心里面想什么。
But we know that Jesus is God, and so he understood what was in the hearts of these people.
在第二章第八节，我们已经看见了耶稣基督，他心中知道他们心里面这样议论。
In chapter 2, verse 8, it says, And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they thus questioned within themselves.
路加福音第六章那里也记载着同样的事件，而且路加福音也加了一点细节，告诉我们耶稣却知道他们的意念。
This same episode was also recorded in Luke chapter 6, but it has added some detail where in verse 8 he says, But he knew their thoughts.
所以耶稣基督既然知道这些法利赛人要在安息日那里找证据来控告他，为什么耶稣基督他不避免这个冲突呢？
And so, if Jesus knew that these Pharisees would be there on the Sabbath in order to accuse him, why did he not avoid it?
因为他可以等另外一天才来医治这个人，不是吗？为什么要直接的跟他们敌对呢？
Couldn't he have easily come the following day? Why did he have to confront the Pharisees?
而且我们记得这个枯干手的人根本没有来到耶稣基督的跟前要求耶稣基督医治他，这个是耶稣基督自己主动的。
And at the same time, we knew that this person with the withered hand had not come to look for Jesus. In fact, this was initiated by Jesus.
所以从这一切的细节，我们就知道了耶稣基督来到世上不是要讨人的喜悦，他来到世上是要拯救罪人，不是讨他们的喜悦。
And so from this, we can see that the point of Jesus coming to this earth was not to gain the praise of men, but to heal.
他是要拯救他们。
He came to heal and to save sinners.
身为安息日的主，他现在就要让他们知道如何真正的守安息日来讨神的喜悦。
And he came as the Lord of the Sabbath, and he showed them how indeed to observe the Sabbath in a way to glorify God.
所以耶稣基督就开始了他与法利赛人的这个敌对。他问他们一个问题，在第四节，在安息日行善行恶，救命害命，哪样是可以的呢？
And so Jesus opens his mouth and he addresses them and he asks, Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm?
耶稣基督
to save life or to kill?
耶稣基督将这一个问题从一个律法的观点提升到一个道德的观点。
And what Jesus has done was to elevate this what was meant to be an issue of law into an issue of morality.
因为对法利赛人来说，他们所注意的就是神的律法在字面上是否有被犯没有被犯。
Because what was the focus of the Pharisees was really whether the law had been contravened or not.
在字面上 the letter.
And it was focused on the letter of the law.
他们没有管神在律法上更高的良善。
And there wasn't any consideration for what was the spirit of the law.
实际上法利赛人教导当时的人是说，当人在安息日有命危的时候或者生命危险的时候，他们是可以救那一个人的。不过如果所这个患的疾病是没有生命危险，就要等到安息日之后才寻医治。
The fact is there was allowance given to people that should someone be in grievous harm to the point of dying, then this person needed to be saved. However, if the illness wasn't life-threatening, they would have to wait for the next day.
这个就是法利赛人的教导。
And this was the teaching of the Pharisees.
可是耶稣基督的问题说，在安息日行善行恶，救命害命，哪样是可以的呢？
Jesus' question to them was, is it okay on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to kill?
所以耶稣基督给了是一个绝对的问题，是没有中立的。也就是说，如果不行善就等于行恶，不救命就等于害命。
What Jesus had done was to give them a question of absolutes. And it was either you did good or you did harm. There was no middle ground. It's either you save a life or you kill.
所以不行善就等于行恶。
So not doing good is equivalent to doing harm.
不救命就等于害命。
Not saving a life is equivalent to killing a life.
也就是说，当一个人患病，在这个安息日，如果他们不医治他的话，也就是说他们在行害。
In other words, he was saying that on the Sabbath, if they are not doing good to someone, then they are doing harm.
这个就是神不喜悦的，神厌恶的。
And this was something that the Lord that did not glorify the Lord.
所以安息日的主在这里就表现了他的怜悯，他主动的去寻找一个需要医治的人来帮助。
The Lord of the Sabbath over here displayed his mercy and looked and went out and found someone who needed healing and healed him.
他不是被动的坐在那里等一些需要的人来寻求医治。
He wasn't passive in all of this.
安息日的主怜悯，他也要我们效法他一样，对那些需要帮助的人施怜悯。
The Lord of the Sabbath was merciful, and He wants us to be like Him, to be merciful to others.
他不要我们在外表上好像是非常的虔诚一样，跟着一些律法主义来表现我们的虔诚，因为这个安息日的重点是为了要人得好处。
He does not want us to be unmerciful. He wants us to be loving because the whole point of the Sabbath was to do good to people.
安息日原本是让人有时间休息，在这段时间能够敬拜神。
The idea of the Sabbath was to give man rest in order that he would be able to worship God.
可是法利赛人却将这个变成了一个律法主义性的包袱，让人变成一个人的重担。
Yet the Pharisees had turned something that was good into something that was burdensome on men.
真正的敬拜不是律法主义性的跟着一些仪式。
True worship was not about being legalistic about following laws.
所以你不要以为每个星期天来到教会就是敬拜神。
And so,Please don't misunderstand or equate coming to church on Sundays as worshiping the Lord.
因为敬拜神是在行动上，在服侍人那里，而且要主动的去做一些讨神喜悦的事物，这样才是真正的敬拜神。
Truly worshiping the Lord is serving others in order to gain God's approval.
在以赛亚书五十八章七节，神说：“我所拣选的。”不是要把你们的饼分给饥饿的人，将漂流的穷人接到你家中，见吃身的给他衣服遮体吗？
In Isaiah 58 it says, Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked to cover him and not to hide yourself from your own flesh?
所以耶稣基督在这里要让这些人看见怎样的来守安息日才是讨神喜悦的呢？你们如果要敬拜神的话，你就要在安息日那里行善，还有救命。
And so the Lord of the Sabbath here wanted to show them a way in order to observe the Sabbath that would be pleasing to the Lord. We need to be merciful and loving.
他们必须要行善，他们必须要救命，而不是律法主义性的跟着一些仪式。
They needed to do good and to save lives and not to be legalistic in all of this.
这些法利赛人有什么反应呢？
What was the response of the Pharisees?
第四节告诉我们，他们都不作声。
Verse 4 tells us, but they were silent.
他们没有出声。
They didn't say a word.
所以我们就来到了第二点，安息日的主愤怒。
And that brings us to point number 2, the Lord of the Sabbath is angry.
在马太福音也有另外一段经文记载着同样的事件，马太也加了一些细节。
In the Gospel of Matthew, we are told that we see the same episode being played out. However, again, Matthew adds some color to it.
在马太福音十二章十一节那里，耶稣说：“你们中间谁有一只羊，当安息日掉在坑里，不把它抓住拉上来呢？”人比羊何等贵重呢？所以在安息日做善事是可以的。
He says to them in chapter 12, Which one of you who has a sheep, if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and lift it up? Of how much more value is a man than a sheep? So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath.
所以法利赛人基本上是认同了，在安息日如果要拯救他的一只羊是可以的。
And so, it's true that the Pharisees at the very heart believed that it was okay to rescue their sheep.
而且他们肯定是做了这件事情非常多次，所以耶稣基督才用这个救羊来做一个比喻。
And in fact, this example must have been so relatable and something that happened frequently for Jesus to have used it as an example.
可是当耶稣基督问他们应该做好行善救命害命的时候，他们却不作声。
Yet when Jesus asked them if it was okay to do good and to save a life on the Sabbath, they wouldn't say a word.
因为答案其实非常的明显，他们如果是回答耶稣基督的话，只会指出他们的假冒为善，他们的虚假，而且会将他们的这些宗教的礼仪给揭发为是一个假宗教。
And if they were to answer, the answer would have been plainly obvious. The answer would have in fact shown that they had no response and that what Jesus said was true.
如果他们回答是我们可以行善，却不医治那个人的话，就代表了他们是假冒为善的，他们是虚假的。
And if they had said yes, it is okay to do good and save lives, it would show that they were hypocrites.
第五节告诉我们，耶稣怒目周围看他们。
In verse 5, it tells us that Jesus looked around at them with anger.
耶稣基督看他们。
Jesus looked at them.
你可以想象，如果他们是在耶稣基督直接的视线里面，耶稣基督的眼睛正看着他们的眼睛。
And you can imagine if they were standing within the line of sight of Jesus, he would be looking right at them.
如果你当时是一个法利赛人在当场的话，当耶稣基督看着你的眼睛的时候，你会怎样的反应呢？你可能会假装看不见，看其他的地方，看另外一个方向，就好像一个老师在课堂里发问的时候，学生就假装在这个课本里面找答案一样。
And if you had placed yourself in that very same setting and your eyes met Jesus's, what would you do? Would you hold the gaze or would you, like a student in a classroom when he's being asked a question by his teacher, pretend to be looking down at his textbook trying to find the answer?
这些法利赛人就是这样的不作声。
The Pharisees were like students, silent.
他们不作声，就导致安息日的主愤怒。
And their silence brought about the anger of the Lord of the Sabbath.
安息日的主向他们做了一个挑战，就是挑战他们在安息日的时候要做正确的事情。不过他们不但没有悔改，他们却不作声。
And Jesus, the Lord of the Sabbath, had challenged them to do the right thing on the Sabbath. And when faced with that challenge,They didn't say a word.
为什么不作声？因为他们担心自己的虚假被揭发出来。
Why did they not say anything? Because they were afraid that their hypocrisy would be revealed.
安息日的主愤怒。
The Lord of the Sabbath was angry.
你有没有听过有一些人，甚至是传道人有这么说过，旧约的神是一个愤怒的神，新约的神是一个慈爱的神。
Have you ever heard people, even evangelists, who would tell you that The Old Testament God is an angry God, while the New Testament God is a loving God.
可是这里在新约告诉我们，耶稣基督安息日的主，他愤怒。
Yet over here we see that the Lord of the Sabbath, Jesus himself, was angry on the Sabbath.
圣经告诉我们，神耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
所以马可福音三章五节很清楚地告诉我们，神对那一些不肯认罪悔改的罪人的反应就是愤怒。
And so Mark 3:5 tells shows us that the response of Jesus to people who harden their hearts is anger and grieving.
因为圣经里面旧约、新约都告诉我们，神是一个愤怒的神。
Because in the Bible, both in the Old Testament and the New, it tells us that God is an angry God.
以西结书五章十三节，神说：“我要这样成就怒中所定的，我在他们身上成就怒中所定的那时，他们就知道我耶和华所说的是出于热心。”
Ezekiel 5:13 it says, "Thus shall my anger spend itself, And I will vent my fury upon them and satisfy myself, and they shall know that I am the Lord, that I have spoken in my jealousy when I spend my fury upon them.
可能你会说，哦，以西结书是旧约嘛。
But then you might say, oh, but that's the Old Testament.
新约里面罗马书告诉我们，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
But Romans 1:18 tells us, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men.
我们常常听到牧师告诉我们，他讲道之后会有一些人来问他，你是不是在讲我啊？
We've heard several times that pastor would say people would respond after he preaches by saying, "Are you talking about me?"
他们这些人这么说的时候，常常是带着一种不甘愿的心来问，来质问牧师，你在讲我，你怎么可以在讲台上讲我
？And in that questioning lies a certain dissatisfaction in their hearts, where they are implicitly saying, "How can you say this about me from the pulpit?"
牧师也曾经跟我们分享过，他起初是蛮不好意思的回答，不是，我不是在讲你。
And at the beginning, pastor has also shared with us that he would say, "Oh, no, of course I'm not talking about you."
不过后来牧师也告诉我们，他现在知道了，他的回答就是我当然是在讲你，我不讲你，我讲谁
？Now his response is, "Of course I'm talking about you. If I'm not talking about you, who could I be talking about?"
你明白了吗？耶稣基督今天就如同当时面对这法利赛人一样，同样的，耶稣基督今天用他的话来跟我们讲话。
And in the same way that Jesus responded to the Pharisees in chapter 3 back then, in the same way he's using that language to speak to us today.
今天耶稣基督通过他的圣经来跟我们讲话，无论是在我们读经的时候，或者是讲员在讲道的时候，耶稣基督就是在用他的圣经来跟我们讲话。
Jesus is using his word to communicate with us today, whether it is during times when you're reading the Bible or when you're listening to a message.
可是当你听见耶稣基督的话的时候，你的反应是什么呢？是不是像法利赛人一样不作声呢？
The question is, when you're listening to the word of God, what is your response? Are you like the Pharisees who will not say a thing?
或者是我们会屈膝的来到主面前认罪悔改？
Or do you with humility come before God, repent of your sin?
如果我们是像法利赛人一样不作声，或者是质问讲员，你是不是在讲我啊？这一种反应是神不喜悦的。你要知道，耶稣基督安息日的主对这种反应是愤怒的。
Is your response silence, or do you come before God and ask for forgiveness? And you have to understand that if your response is silence, then His response is anger.
所以我们就来到了第三点。第一点是安息日的主，他怜悯，他寻找一个需要帮助的人来医治。第二点，安息日的主愤怒，因为当时的法利赛人他们对他的问题不作声。第三点，安息日的主忧愁。
So we've seen that the Lord of the Sabbath is compassionate. The Lord of the Sabbath is angry. And point number three is the Lord of the Sabbath is grieved.
我们继续来看第五节，还有第六节。
We'll continue looking at verse 5 and 6.
耶稣怒目周围看他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人说：“伸出手来。”他把手一伸，手就复了原。法利赛人出去，同西律党的人商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。
And he looked around at them and with anger and grief at their hardness of their heart.And said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it up, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him.
所以，安息日的主不只是愤怒，他还有忧愁。
The Lord of the Sabbath was not only angry; he was grieved.
他忧愁他们的心刚硬。
He was grieved at the hardness of their hearts.
在希腊文里，这里指的刚硬的心是单数的。
In the Greek, this hardness of heart is a singular.
这里的这一个含义就是当人的心是针对神，是不顺服神的，这一种心只有一种。
And the implication is that when someone turns his heart away from God, there is only one type or one expression of that.
无论是像法利赛人一样，为的是要控告耶稣，或者是一个在街上的人，他觉得耶稣基督只是一个好人，或者是一个敬拜偶像的人，这些人的心在神的面前都是一样的，只有一种心，就是刚硬的心。
And that there is just one type, whether or not it is the person, whether or not it is the Pharisee who opposes Jesus and questions him to his face, or whether it's just the man on the street who thinks that Jesus is a nice guy.
再次的，我们看见了安息日的主，他表现出他对人的爱心，就是他的忧愁。
We see again that the Lord of the Sabbath's heart for people is expressed in his grief.
所以安息日的主向我们表现如何的守安息日呢？他忧愁，因为他爱罪人。
So how does he display the right way to observe the Sabbath? He is grieved because he loves the people.
他愤怒，不过他没有犯罪。
He was angry, but he did not sin.
因为他的愤怒是公义的愤怒，是因为人犯罪他才愤怒。
Because his anger was a righteous anger, and it was in response to the sin of man.
可是同时间，他却忧愁，因为他是充满着慈爱，而且他不会嘲笑那一些沉沦的罪人。
At the same time, he was grieved because he was full of love for these sinners.
以西结书十八章二十三节，主耶和华说：“恶人死亡，岂是我喜悦的吗？”不是喜悦他回头离开所行的道存活吗？
Ezekiel 18 tells us, Have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked, declares the Lord God, and not rather that he should turn from his way and live?
所以同样的，当我们看见这些法利赛人的心刚硬的时候，我们应该像主一样忧愁怜悯他们，为他们祷告，而不是嘲笑他们，你看他们这个样子，我才不是这样的。
And in the same way that Jesus was grieved for these lost souls, we should be grieving for the people who harden their hearts and turn away from God, and not to mock them or to say, "Oh, I'm not like that."
这个也就是耶稣基督来到世上的原因。他来到世上不是来审判，而是来救赎。
And that was the reason Jesus came to the earth. Jesus came not to judge, but to save.
约翰福音十二章四十七节，耶稣基督说：“我来本不是要审判世界，乃是要拯救世界。”
Jesus in John 12 said, "For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world."
马可福音十章四十五节，因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Mark 10:45, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve." And to give his life as a ransom for many.
也因着这一种忧愁还有怜悯的心，当耶稣基督被挂在十字架上的时候，他祷告父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
And it was with the same heart of grieving and mercy, when he was on the cross, did he say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
我们今天看这段经文，可能没有同样的一种这个明白到这个含义是什么。
And while today's passage may not have that same meaning,
可是对于法利赛人来说，当耶稣基督称自己是安息日的主，他就是在讲自己是神。
But for the Pharisees, when Jesus had declared himself the Lord of the Sabbath to them, he was saying that he was God.
因为安息日是神设立给人的。
Why? Because the Sabbath was instituted by God and given to men.
所以当耶稣基督讲我是安息日的主，他就是说我就是设立那个安息日的人，我就是神。
And in saying that I am the Lord of the Sabbath, Jesus was saying that I am the one who instituted that Sabbath. I am God.
回到这段经文，我们就知道了，耶稣基督在这里要表现给他们看，他就是安息日的主。
And as we come back to this passage, we see.That Jesus had wanted to display the fact that he was indeed the Lord of the Sabbath.
他要让他们知道怎样来守安息日才是蒙神喜悦的。
He wanted to show them how indeed to observe the Sabbath in order to please the Lord.
所以他就医治了那一个人，他对那个人说：“伸出手来。”他把手一伸，手就复了原。
And so he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored.
这个人的手已经枯干了。
This man's hand was withered.
可是当耶稣基督医治他的时候，你可以想象他的手开始怎么讲，很像吹气一样开始长了出来，这样转。
And you can only imagine the spectacle that it was for this man's withered hand to form again.
所以耶稣基督有犯了律法上这个没有守安息日吗？
So was Jesus guilty of not observing the Sabbath?
当然在神的观点来看，跟着神的标准是没有的。
Of course, in God's standard and God's economy, he didn't.
因为他已经说了，在安息日行善是可以的。
Because he did say that to do good on the Sabbath was okay.
可是从法利赛人这个律法主义的观点来看呢，他其实也没有犯了这个安息日。
But even from the perspective of the Pharisees and their legalism, he had not gone against the Sabbath.
因为他没有动劳力。
Because he had not he didn't do anything physical.
他没有拉那个人的手。
He hadn't pulled the man's hand.
他没有在地上做一些什么东西来帮这个人的手粘一些什么东西上去。
He didn't take up dirt from the earth and do anything to the man's hand with it.
他只是命令那一个人，你伸手出来。
All he did was to command the man to stretch out his hand.
他只是用他的话语就医治了那一个人，就好像在起初创世的时候，神以他的话语来将这一切给创造了出来。
Well, all he did was to use his words to restore this man's hand, and it was like in Genesis when he used his words to create the earth.
所以他根本就没有犯这一个安息日。
And so he did not contravene the Sabbath.
可是这些法利赛人已经心里面是要控告他，所以无论耶稣基督做什么都好，不做什么都好，他们就是要杀害他了。
But whether he in fact did or did not, the point of the Pharisees was that they wanted to accuse him.
我们常常听这个灵恩派的人说，如果有人行神迹，他们就会信耶稣，罪人就会信耶稣了。
We hear sometimes from the charismatic camp that if there were miracles being done,that people would believe in Jesus.
可是你再想一想，你再看圣经，圣经里面这里告诉我们，法利赛人虽然看见耶稣基督行神迹，他们却还是心刚硬，不信。
But just from this passage, even if miracles were done before the eyes of the Pharisees, they hardened their hearts and would not believe.
这些人才是犯安息日的人。
In fact, these were the very people.Who were sinning on the Sabbath?
耶稣基督问，在安息日能不能够行善，能不能够救命？可是他们在这里却要害命。
Jesus asked them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save a life or to kill?" They were in fact killing.
因为他们的虽然不作声，可是他们的行动就告诉了我们，他们完全是不属神的。他们才是犯律法，才是犯安息日的人。他们同西律党的人商议，怎样可以除灭耶稣。
They were, though they were silent, they were the ones who were sinning on the Sabbath, and they were the ones who would collude with the Herodians to destroy Jesus.
我们对西律党的这一个词不是很了解，到底西律党的人是什么呢？
The term Herodians is not something that's very familiar to us. Who exactly were they?
我们只能够猜测他们是支持西律统治以色列的人。
We can only guess that these people were a group of people who supported Herod's rule over Israel.
所以这一个是非常不圣洁的一个联盟。
And so this is a bit of an unholy alliance.
因为法利赛人甚至不喜欢西律。
Because in any case, the Jews did not like the Greeks.
西律
Herod.
因为西律是罗马设立在以色列的一个傀儡王。
Because Herod was a puppet king that was installed by Rome over them.
他非常的残酷，所以以色列人很痛恨他。
And he was extremely brutal, and that's why the Israelites did not like him.
可是法利赛人却同西律一党的人要商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。
But despite that, the Pharisees had gone into a collusion with the Herodians in order to destroy Jesus.
因为他们有相同的敌人，相同的敌人就是耶稣。
All because they had a common enemy, and that common enemy was Jesus.
你有没有听过我的敌人的敌人就是我的朋友？
Have you ever heard the term "my enemy's enemy is my friend"?
所以西律党还有法利赛人，原本他们是敌对的，现在却同流合污，一起要伤害耶稣。
We see that while the Herodians and the Pharisees were completely at opposite ends, they had come together in order to destroy Jesus together.
这个完全不稀奇。
But that is not of any surprise.
因为诗篇第二篇告诉我们，世上的君王一起一起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者。
Because Psalm 22 tells us the kings of the earth set themselves.And the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed.
诗人早就已经告诉我们这一种事情会发生。
The psalmist had warned us that long ago that this would happen.
是的，马可福音三章第五节告诉我们，耶稣基督，安息日的主，他忧愁人刚硬的心。
Indeed, Mark chapter 3 shows us that the Lord of the Sabbath was grieved at the hardness of the hearts of men.
他也是为这一切来到世上拯救罪人。
And it was because of this that he came to this earth to save sinners.
不过你千万不要误会了，以为我在说耶稣基督不会审判罪人。
But don't misunderstand me and think that the Lord himself will not judge sinners.
耶稣基督第一次来到世上是为了死在十字架上拯救罪人。
When Jesus came the first time, it was to save men when he was on the cross.
他钉死在十字架上后，现在已经升天了，而且是要他到了天上去。
Now that he has, after he was crucified, he was risen and is now in heaven.
可是他会再来。
But he will come again.
当他再来的时候，他将会完全的审判罪恶。
And when he comes again, he will completely judge sin.
帖撒罗尼迦后书告诉我们，那时主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现，要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣福音的人。
2 Thessalonians tells us the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们的反应应该是什么呢？
What then should our response be?
首先我们要记得，我们在律法上如果是律法主义性的，要跟着神的话是不可能讨神喜悦的。
First of all, we need to understand that if we're trying to be legalistic in order to fulfill or to please God, that is not possible.
神所要的就是我们真正从心里面敬拜他。
What the Lord wants is a heart of worship.
如果我们从心里面敬拜他，我们的就会越来越效法他，我们的行为也会更加像主耶稣。
And if we worship from our hearts, then our actions will continue and will increasingly be conformed to him, and that will please the Lord.
安息日的主怜悯，我们也应该效法他怜悯。
The Lord of the Sabbath was compassionate, and we must be compassionate like him.
我们也要记得安息日的主他。向那一些心刚硬的人愤怒。
We also must remember that the Lord of the Sabbath was angry at those who had hardened their hearts.
如果你今天坐在这里是一个不听神的话，而且不顺服他的话的人，你要知道他对你的反应就是愤怒。
And if you are seated here today and you oppose Jesus' words and you do not follow it,You need to understand that his response is anger.
可是你要知道，现在安息日的主正因着你刚硬的心而忧愁。
At the same time, you need to understand that the Lord of the Sabbath is grieved at your hard-heartedness.
他在呼召你要认罪悔改。
And he's in calling you to come and repent.
希伯来书第四章七节，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心。
Hebrews 4:7 tells us, Today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
如果你 不因着你的心转向耶稣基督认罪悔改，他会拯救你，他会赦免你的罪。
And if you do not harden your heart, but today listen to his voice, repent of your sin and come before him, he will save you.
所以我们的反应应该是诗篇二章十二节这里所说的，当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作，凡投靠他的都是有福的。
What should our response be? Psalm 2:12 tells us, Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you should perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him.
让我们请清豪弟兄做总结的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for this passage. We thank you, Lord, for the tenderness and the compassion that you have shown us. As Jesus grieved for those with hard hearts, Lord, we know that in the same way you have grieved over our hearts once. For those of us who have come to know you, Father, we thank you for the great gift of salvation that has been given to us, not out of merit, not out of anything that we've done, but because of you, Lord. Father, today we want to remember that great gift. We want to give thanks to you. Lord, we also want to pray for those who may be in our midst, those who we know, our loved ones, our families, who have hardened their hearts against you. Lord, we pray, just as we know that your word will never return to you void, that Lord, you would bring them to faith, that you would open their hearts and soften it, that they might receive your word, that their minds might be renewed, that they would repent, that they would come to see their sin and come before you and repent of it. We pray that, Father, you would give us hearts that are just like yours, just like Jesus's, grieving for the lost, and that we would be prayerful for them, and that we would be sharing the gospel in love with them. In Jesus' name we pray.